All right. 25 years goes fast, huh?
Boy, does it. About a little more than 25 years ago, we found out we were having our third child, turned out to be a boy. We had a 13-year-old and an 8-year-old, and then we were having our third. And the day he was born, we didn't like carry it live here on the ticket, but we announced it live that morning. It was around the time of Gordo's Corner, and I think by the time Bad Radio was on the air, we announced that that Scott Landry Dunham had been born, and he was born about 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks after Coach Landry had passed. So his middle name was for Coach Landry. And man, I don't know where those early years went, but they were a lot of fun. He and I were buddies and, you know, took a lot of field trips together. We did all sorts of... His brothers were busy in junior high and almost in high school. And I was the youngest of five. He was the youngest of three. So we had a really special relationship, just like I do with my older sons. But there's something different about the baby of the family. And you even heard him here on the ticket, fast forward to 2005, and he decided to submit a song to Bad Radio because he knew every word to Mr. Brightside.
The year is full of stubs and damn it, Daryl, but I'll sing to Mr. Brightside for you.
And that would actually sometimes get played at the AAC during a
oh my god
during a timeout at Stars games. Then you've heard this drop through the years. This is about the time he was eight, and I took he and a friend to the state fair, and I brought him up here to the studio and let him record a couple of drops, and you've heard this one a zillion times.
Yeah!
That's he and his friend Heath. I think they were about 8 years old. And then I told you about how he played high school football, and like his older brother, he was a linebacker and deep snapper. And that was about the time he met this girl named Kaylee. Notice she started coming around after football games, and that was when they started dating. They were 15 years old, and I think their first date, I think my wife had to drop them off at the movie theater. But they dated for a while, dated through high school. They went off to Oklahoma State together. And that's a long time to date. And they would always have those questions. Well, you're going to tie the knot? Are you your high school sweetheart? Y'all been going out for 10 years? Well, I'm happy to report that this last weekend, Scotty and Kaylee got married. So congratulations to Scotty and Kaylee. It was an awesome weekend. Saw family members that I hadn't seen in a while. And it was just it was really a fun couple of days. But I got to tell you, this one hits differently because it's the youngest. And it's almost like phase two of being an empty nester. Because all three boys are off and married now. We're very blessed by that. And it's a great event. But it's like when they went off to college. Now that all three of them are married, it's almost as if they don't really need us anymore. You know, we've done our job. But we're so happy for them and happy for all my sons. I've hit the lottery with daughter-in-laws, Maddie, Claire, and now Kaylee. All three of them are just incredibly sweet and just... yeah, perfect for all three of our boys. They all get along really well together. They all of them lived in Austin together for a while. Now Blake has moved to Houston. But anyway, they're all three very close, and they were all back together this weekend. So it was a very happy occasion. And also was an occasion for another wedding song that, ironically, that song we were just listening to right there, Get Your Bingo Cards Ready, that is Randy Rogers and In My Arms Instead. That was Scotty's favorite song as a kid, and loved the fiddle solo in it. And it's pretty wild that let's see, that would be a little right at 20 years later that Brady Black, who was playing that fiddle solo with him, co-wrote this song with me called Love and a Melody that played on Saturday night for Scotty and Kaylee. It's their song, their wedding song. It's the third one that I've written for my boys. And you don't have to hear the whole thing, but that was just kind of cool how time goes by. And the dude he used to listen to before he would get out of car and go to elementary school co-wrote his wedding song.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so it was just a great weekend. So congratulations to Scotty and Kaylee. They're now in Hawaii for a honeymoon that's well deserved.
I can't believe all of that has happened because it really doesn't seem that long ago that I remember your first one being born.
Yeah.
And now all three are married.
And all three are married. Now, see, it hits you differently now that all three are married.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Even little Scotty.
It's great, but it's weird.
Yeah, it is. The passing of time.
Yay!
Well, we've got something.